Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to The Zurian Show. The Zurian Show brings and shares powerful and useful information to our listeners. The show is great for those looking for the positive in the world. The goal of the show is to share great information on a number of topics and great subjects. Many of the subjects covered are not only great information, but helpful insights. The Zurian Show even shares some of life's greatest lessons from time to time. Thank you for listening, and now to our host, Zurian.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to The Zurian Show. And as always, I hope that we find you in the best of health, wealth, happiness, and good spirits. Today, ladies and gentlemen, we have a young lady that's going to share with us some very important and much-needed information. She is also the author of her own book, and the book is Why Don't You Just Leave? And she is also the founder and president of a phenomenal organization that works with women, and the organization is LADV, which is Life After Domestic Violence. She is the president and founder of the LAV Foundation. Again, as I said, she's an author, she's a speaker, she's also a model, all right, a life coach, a fine artist, a fashion designer, and most importantly, a mom of an amazing five-year-old boy that she loves very much. And she would like to help women possibly all over the world to conquer and deal with their stresses and their problems in dealing with domestic violence and not being able to leave for different reasons, which I'm going to let her go into. I don't want to steal any of her thunder, not that I could even come close to ever doing so. Again, a truly amazing person, a lady that has truly got gifts, has a passion in her heart, and loves to do what she does. And her name is Apoova McIntosh. Hello, Apoova. How are you? Apoova, sounds like we lost you. You with us? Well, ladies and gentlemen, it looks like we're having some audio problems with Apoova. She should be with us in a second. Anyway, this young lady is very passionate about what she does and trying to help people to, again, conquer what they're dealing with or to get their lives back on track, because domestic violence is a very serious thing. And, you know, research shows that the majority of women are unable to leave their abusive relationships and just don't have anywhere to go, be it that they don't have the family support that they thought that they had or that they hoped that they have, or they don't have the financial abilities to do the things that are necessary for them to move on. And in this time and date, you could easily see that happening, since right now we have women that, or actually families, that it takes two people to keep that house together. You know, with costs going up as high as they've gone and all of the other things happening around the world, it, in a lot of ways, is really hard for especially a single parent or anybody to make ends meet with just one income. And then, of course, after going through the stress, the pain, and all of the other things that I couldn't even imagine actually come up from dealing with domestic violence, you need help. So Apoova is one of those ladies that's out there trying to help women to, again, find their way, to understand that there's people out there that want to help you, understand that there's people out there that are on your side, help you to understand that, you know, again, there is hope for you, there is hope for everyone that, you know, again, needs help. So because of that, she created her foundation. So with that said, Apoova, are you with us? Again, I see that I have her in the queue, but for some reason I'm not getting any audio, which is, ladies and gentlemen, it's not good for me because of the fact that I really want to hear what she has to say, and I know that she has a huge message to share with us. So, Apoorva, if you're trying to get in, if you have another way of calling in, go ahead and try that so that we can come in since we're not getting any audio from you. I'm seeing you in the queue. I'm seeing you on, but I'm not being able to pick you up. So you may want to ignore the first set of instructions I gave you and take that alternate route. But call us in, and we can go ahead and start the rest of the show. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, as I was saying, why don't you just leave is a book that is talking about her dealings and what she went through to turn her life around and to move forward. And she's very passionate about it. She's very concerned about it, along with the other things that she's into and the other things that she does for herself, for her son, and for other women out there. So it's not just about her. It's about all of the great and fantastic things that she brings to a very negative and hurtful and painful situation. So, Apoorva, how are you?
See what happened?
Okay, are you there?
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, super. Sorry, I had some issues with my landline. I'm not sure exactly what happened with it, but here I am.
Not a problem. We've got you now. I've given you an introduction. Go with it.
Okay, super. So first of all, I would like to talk about what is domestic violence. And domestic violence is basically when the two people are living in the same household and the physical assault happens. That's what's defined as domestic violence. If two people are not living in the same household and the physical assault happens, it's not defined as domestic violence.
Okay.
And the other would be why the emotional or physical abuse happens to some people. And in my 4 years of research, what I have found that there are predominantly three reasons. So one of them would be cultural and hereditary. So what's cultural and hereditary is in some cultures it's okay to hit a woman. And we do come across those cases as well. And these women actually grow up accepting being beaten up as a reality. Then hereditary is almost goes hand in hand, but it's not cultural. It can happen anywhere in the world, in any country, developed or underdeveloped. So in hereditary, what happens, great-grandma got abused, then the grandma, then the mom and the daughter, and so on, until one woman puts the foot down and say, I'm not going to let this happen to me or my daughter. That's when it stops. But it goes on from generation to generation. And there's a really good reason for it. And the second one is the emotional reason. The how I would describe is that when people go through a lot of tragic and emotionally painful events in their lives, they turn into either abusers or they become enablers. So war veterans are a good example of that. And the other category is basically they just go through so much painful, so many painful events in their lives that turn them into either the abuser or the enabler. Then the third reason I would describe as situational violence. So what the situational violence does is there's a happy, peaceful couple. They don't fight a whole lot, but and the guy is just, you know, he never even squished an ant or even might be scared of the spiders. But what happens is that maybe both of them lost their jobs, and there's a pile and mountain of bills, and the house is going into foreclosure. Kids are screaming, and one of them gets drunk, and one of them is screaming, and pow! The violence happens, the physical assault happens, and in my experience, the situational violence is so much easier to work with compared to the other two, which require a lot of work.
Wow. I remember years ago there was a movie that came out, I think Sally Fields was in it, and she played an American woman that had married Afghanistan or another person from another country. And basically, it was of a Muslim faith. And the name of the movie, I believe, was Not Without My Child, because she refused to leave.
Yes, I have actually read the book.
Yes, I remember that. So could you tell us a little bit about you and then about your foundation and your goals?
Yes, absolutely. I actually went through the domestic violence and learned quite a bit, and after that I became a research and study junkie and have done a lot of research, and therefore I formed the foundation, LADV Foundation, to help others. And before we go any further into my foundation, I would like to explain today what the cycle of violence looks like, because we're not taught in school or at home that, oh, by the way, you might get into a cycle of violence. So the cycle of violence, the way I describe, is it's like a woman giving a birth. So when the woman is giving a birth, she is experiencing this height of physical and emotional pain. And I've heard women even say, oh, I would never do this again. I would never have to have another baby. And if my husband tries to touch me, I will kick him off the bed and whatnot. But when the baby comes, the emotions change. And the love and all this feeling, she forgets all the pain. And until she gets pregnant again and gives a birth. So same thing happens with similar things happens with the cycle of violence, where the intensity and the peak of physical and emotional pain is experienced during the argument and the physical assault, and then the story kicks in, then the guilt kicks in, and the opposite emotion comes in just as much intensity as the previous one. So then there's romance in the air, then there's love in the air, and the intensity of emotions is just the same. And women tend to forget the pain, physical and emotional pain they went through. So that kind of, you know, covers up with love and romance and honeymoon phase. Then comes in, then the withdrawal symptoms kick in, where the abuser has the built this situation where he can physically or emotionally hurt the person. So that's how, and what it does to the victim, it sometimes creates the mental paralysis, because the brain gets so confused with such intensity of emotions that it's going through rapidly on a constant basis. They become mentally paralyzed to be able to make any sound decisions for themselves. So that's the cycle of violence, and my book, Why Don't You Just Leave, explains the cycle of violence that pretty much anyone can understand who might be going through an abusive relationship. And about me, I am a fashion designer, and launching my first fashion show in the U.S. On January the 25th, I owned a fashion business, a studio and exports, 10 years ago. In England, Germany, India, even in the US, I was exporting all over the place. And so now I'm also a life coach. I help people with whatever they might be stuck with. I teach NLP techniques and Sedona method and communication skills and whatnot.
Very cool. Very versatile young lady.
Thank you. Yeah, I try my best. So that's what I do, and that's how LADV came about, and we offer a series of workshops with LADV to build the confidence of the survivors of abuse and help them heal from their pain and trauma, what they have gone through and endured, so they can become emotionally healthy. And we also teach them how to create goals and teach them a great way to communicate and build healthy relationships and be successful. And other than these workshops, we also have a program called Single Parents Fund, where we assign a financial advisor to the struggling survivor of domestic abuse and provide them with financial education and the stability.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah, because that financial independence is usually the cause of why a lot of victims of abuse are staying where they are and being abused.
Yeah, that emotional trauma is amazing. And I know you were talking a minute ago about childbirth and things like that. For those of you that don't understand the level of pain that she was talking about, the human body can take, I think, a single number normally. Single number, I think it's 5 or 6 realms of pain before it can actually kill a person. But when a woman goes through childbirth, the pain that she experiences is 3 times that. I think it's the equivalent of having 20 bones broken. So that's deep.
Yes,
so tell us
you
more about
the
foundation.
So the foundation is to help build people from when they're totally down and out, they're confused, they have no emotional strength to go on, or they are just beaten and down. And it's and I see that on a day-to-day basis when I'm helping people, where they come in all beaten and broken, but once they get some help, they literally radiate with joy, with happiness, with clarity of mind. And that's what my goal is, to create happy people, create confident people, create people with clarity of mind where they're going and where they should be going with their full potential. And in my opinion, no one deserves to be depressed. No one deserves to be beaten up or put down. We all deserve to be happy and live a respectful and meaningful life, and that's what the LADV is all about. And what I will be doing, and we're in the process of doing, is putting a lot of videos on the website. So all over the world, people can just log in and watch the videos and can get instant help. Maybe if they're dealing with depression, or they might be dealing with some addictions, because what happens, the survivors of abuse, whether it's a rape or a physical, emotional abuse, they go through, develop PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder. So they develop, and this creates a lot of issues like depression, addictions, fight and flight syndrome, and whatnot. So the videos are basically going to help people just instantly will watch the video, and it might help them with the clear thinking in that moment.
Okay, to help them to have some clarity, to create clarity in their lives.
Correct. So they, if they're depressed, they can watch the video, and it will help them think better. And not
so let's say I had a young lady that was going through something like this. How would they get in touch with you?
They can go on our website, ladbfoundation.org, and contact us via our website, and we get back instantly, immediately.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. That's pretty huge, because I know that those people that need help, they need help now, and if they don't get help now, sometimes I know that you could lose them just because of that. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. In fact, if my neighbor did not call the police, I would be dead. I would not be speaking to you right now. So it's the when people need help, they need help, period. So that's why we try to get in touch with them as soon as possible. And just immediately is actually the answer.
Very good, because I know a lot of people, you know, they're not part of large families, or in some cases they may have kind of violated the family trust by marrying the person that they're now having a problem with too. So I know that, you know, as you were saying, there's a lot of emotional stuff that's involved in this, because, again, this was a person that at one time you loved, and now you would still love them but would prefer to be as far away from them as possible. So that's got to be traumatic.
Yeah, and that's one aspect of it. You do end up losing a lot of family and friends because they keep asking you the same question, why don't you just leave? Why don't you leave? And that's why I wrote the book. And what happens, they don't want to help because they don't want the drama of the police and you crying and complaining and still going back to the abuser. So they slowly just, you know, don't want to be involved in that anymore. So because they don't understand. And so you did make a good point, actually. So that's one of the things. We try to pay attention to when people are trying to contact us, because I totally and completely understand where they are and how they feel.
Well, the fact that you've walked the walk and talked the talk, that means a lot, because I know hundreds and thousands, millions of women, and in some cases men, go through cases of abuse on a regular basis, and most of them don't know where to turn. So somebody like you, somebody that is actually can understand it from their point of view, is huge for them, plus that having an organization that they can call.
Yeah, absolutely. And the other thing I would highly recommend, and I've seen it so many times while helping these women, and I've been able to help only women so far, because men apparently, so far, they don't really open up. But what happens is someone who gets out of an abusive relationship, now they're still messed up, but they don't know yet. They have a job, they're still living a day-to-day life, but they don't know they're suffering from the PTSD, and there's something called analytical and reactive brain. So their reactive brain is just, I don't want to get into a whole lot of mind thing, but the mind is an amazing thing and how it makes you do things. So what happens is when someone gets out of an abusive relationship, so there are two things that happen to them. There are three things that happen to them. Either they will never get into another relationship because they don't trust anyone. Or they would replace the person with the same person. So they'll keep attracting the same person into their lives without even knowing that they're doing it. And the third one is that they become abusive. with our nurses. Mm-hmm. So they end up reacting like their previous abuser because of their reactive brain, and they don't know that. So I'm holding this seminar on February 7th and 8th. It's going to be a two-day seminar where I will be teaching a lot of things, and people will be like, oh my gosh, I'm awake for the first time sort of a feeling, because most people don't even know they're on autopilot. So that's one of the things I actually help people see what they're doing and why they're doing. So that's one dangerous part of when people get out of an abusive relationship. They have to watch out as to what they're doing in terms of relationships.
Okay. Well, you said you've got basically a boot camp or a training coming up, you said, in February 2014. What's the actual date again?
It's February the 7th and 8th, and two-day seminar that's going to be literally, without exaggerating, I would say it's going to be a life-changing seminar where people will learn how to heal, how to get rid of the pain and trauma, and because I've been helping. I have nothing against the therapist, but I have been able to help women who have been seeing a therapist for 4 years, 5 years, 3 years, and still are a little, not little, but they're still messed up. So I've been able to, with my expertise in NLP and Sedona and all of life coaching and communication skills, I'm able to help them see things from a different perspective, and they it changes their lives, and that's what I will be doing on 7th and 8th.
Outstanding. And you said also that you have other events that come up throughout the year, so they should go to your website to find out about upcoming events or future events, and also share this information with others that they may know that could use the help, correct?
Absolutely, that will be absolutely great. And my this is what I would like to say, that, you know, some women they stay in the abusive relationship because of the children, because of any circumstances. They have to understand that they're currently suffering from PTSD, and their children will be suffering from PTSD too. And they might end up in this similar situations, or with emotional issues and whatnot. So please go on the website and get help. And also, if you know someone, please don't ignore, because you don't know what they're going through. So please, if you are unable to help directly, just guide them to the website, and we can help them.
Roger that. Could you give your website information and contact information and pronounce your name so that we make sure that everybody has it right?
It's Apoorva, APOORVA, McIntosh, MCINTOSH, and our number you can call is 703-597-7084. And you can go on our website, ladvfoundation.org.
Outstanding. So do you have any other tips or information that you'd like to share with the people that are...
I absolutely do. Actually, I would like to give away a couple of things that might be helpful, whether you are in an abusive relationship or not. Even if you're living a normal life, these will be helpful, and these are some of the things that I teach and I see great results from. One of the things would be, first of all, there are 24 hours in a day. Now, you must be thinking, we already know that. But what you may not know is that you are working 24 hours a day. Whether you like it or you don't like it, you are working for 24 hours a day. Now, and you are succeeding in your goals that you're working mm-hmm. on. And how you can see that, it's a very easy step to do. Make two lists. So you're going to make two lists. List A will have things I want, and you will write down all the things that you want. Then you're going to make the second list. List B will have things I don't want. So you will write down all the things that you don't want. And now you will compare the two lists, and you will tick mark or check mark, whatever works for you. You will check mark all the things on both your lists. So in my experience, 99% of the time, people end up ticking or checking everything on the list of I don't want. And they maybe have one or two things that they barely have on the list of I want. So in 24 hours, which list are you working on? So there's three states to a human being: mental, emotional, and physical. So all these states of focusing on your I don't want list, that's what you have right now. And that's why you have checked the entire list. But the things that you don't have but you want, your three states are not focusing on that list. So there are a few steps to that I teach how you can actually start working and focusing on your I want list, and that will start happening for you. You will start checking that list more often. But the goal is to just see what you're working on. And during the day, whatever you are focusing on during the day and before going to bed, you are giving your mind a task to do things while you sleep, because you might be sleeping, but your mind is not. And whoever came up with this phrase called, oh, sleep over this problem, he or she knew that the mind is working, and sometimes people sleep with a problem and wake up with a solution because the mind is working. So whatever you're giving your mind during the day and before going to bed is what your mind is working on, and your mind will not argue with you and say, oh, this is useless and I'm not going to do this. No, your brain will follow you because you are the master. You are in control. So here are the two tricks I'm going to give you that you can use to train your mind into positive thinking. And these are very simple to do, but these are amazing to trick your brain and train your brain into positive thinking. And it will usually takes about 25 to 30 days, but it does work. It absolutely works. So the first trick is how you can train your mind into positive. First thing when you wake up in the morning, take 10 minutes out for yourself. If you have to wake up earlier than everyone else, do that. But I would say the first thing in the morning you should be doing is we all have at least one really, really good memory. Really, really good memory where when you think about it, when you see in your mind, just close your eyes and see that scene when you maybe passed your test, maybe you met the person you fell in love with, maybe any situation, any scene that fills your heart with exhilaration, sense this amazing tingling feeling through your pores of your body, you think of that scene, that moment, see it in your mind and live that moment, be in that moment, feel that moment, move that feeling all over your body, and you can even smile if you want to. once you are done with that, once you are living that beautiful, happy, exhilarating moment, then say, thank you God, for this amazing moment of my life. Thank you. You can say, I say Jesus, I say God, but you can say anything that you believe in, whatever your faith might be, but say thank you. Thank you for this amazing moment of my life. So what you're doing, you're training your mind to think of this fantastic moment, and your brain will automatically start to create situations that are similar to it or get you into doing positive things. So that's one thing to train your mind first thing in the morning. And the second thing is before going to bed. Before you go to bed, just think of maybe 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 people are better than 1 or 2, but think of the people who have helped you, who care for you, love you, have done something good for you. Think of those 5 people and bless them. Wish something good for them. Anything you can think of. Just, I even bless people who have done horrible things to me, like people who kidnapped me. I got kidnapped when I was 16 and a half years old, but I got rescued, obviously. But I bless people, and what it does, it gives you whatever situation you might be dealing with, it calms you down. Your mind defocuses from the problems you're dealing with. In fact, focuses on something that you have, the good that you have in your life. So these are the two exercises that really, really I have seen amazing results from in people's lives, and it takes only 25 to 30 days if people do it every single day. And the other thing I would like to add to it, that there are some people I work with who just take the ball and run with it, but there are some people who need a little bit of a nudge, need a little bit of a push, because they're too sad, too depressed, and they're dealing with too many problems. They're not motivated enough to do these exercises. So what I give them is the subliminal nudge. And what that is, they speak to themselves and say, when they're not feeling like doing something good for themselves, they would say, I have to do this because Apoorva said I should. It's good for me. So they would repeat that to themselves, and the mind will get the command that they will get the nudge to do these exercises. And it works. It actually works.
Wow, that's huge. Well, I want to thank you for sharing those two golden nuggets with us, and also for what you do. And, of course, I don't know the women that you've worked with, but I'm sure that many of us are thankful that there's someone out there like you that brings value to the people that we love, and we're very also proud of the fact that you were able to overcome, even though I know you're always dealing with what happened on some level, but to overcome it, to prosper, and to take care of yourself and, of course, your family in the ways that you have. So that's very, very admirable. So thank you for coming on the show.
Thank you, thank you so much.
You're welcome. We definitely need to have you back so that we can go a little bit more into that, and so that some of the people out there that may have missed this show and haven't heard the archive show can still get an understanding, or even a more of an understanding, into what it is that your organization does and other ways that you work to help people within the DV, excuse me, not DV, the LADV Foundation, is Life After Domestic Violence, to help people to grow and to use all of those skills that you clearly have.
Thank you so much, Dee. My goal is to just help and create happy lives, because life is so much fun and worth celebrating. And it's not worth living in the past, and no matter what happens in the past, every day is a day when the new beginning can happen.
Roger that. Well, thank you again for coming on, ladies and gentlemen. Ms. Apoorva McIntosh, again, she is the founder and president of LADV Foundation, and she works with women that are survivors and trying to get their lives back in order during and after domestic violence. And please look her up online and also check out her book. Her book is Why Don't You Just Leave? And the website information is actually on the show site and also the link to her book. But if you go to her foundation's website, all of that information is there and much, much more. Again, thank you for your time. Thank you for your attention. Thank you for listening to The Zurian Show, and we hope that we brought value and quality to you and your day. And again, if you know somebody that needs help, go ahead and point them in the right direction. Thank you, everybody, and we wish you much success. Take care.